the scenes that have not been made known to the public, and this is starting to spill out. It's just amazing. Friends, the book Petrus Romanus, The Final Pope Is Here, it's a $20 book. This is a brand new 500 pages of just fascinating history and prophecy all woven together. And we want to make it available to you for your gift of only $15 to Save America Ministries. Call us 1-800-SAVE-USA. 1-800-SAVE-USA. Write to us at Save America Ministries. Add $4 for postage and handling. Get it on our website, saveus.org. www.saveus.org, where you can listen to this program any time of the day or night. Go to our Facebook site, like us on Facebook. It'll help us to get the message out and become a partner. Send your gifts by faith to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255. God bless you. Be a blessing.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts of our listeners. Let me urge you to become a partner with Chuck as a voice to the church declaring vision for the nation. Join us again next time on Viewpoint as we confront the issues of America's heart and home.
Well, good evening. Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing in the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But at the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Cheryl Hancock, who, as you know, has been over in Israel, certainly working there for the last 13, 14 years, and she does keep us abreast of what's going on. She's sort of the Radio Liberty or KFER representative over there, and certainly she, on a monthly basis, brings us up to date of the things that are happening in Israel. And, of course, all of this is sooner or later going to impact upon what is going on in America. But you have to understand that the world really evolves around the unfolding of events in Israel. Israel as a nation didn't exist for 2,000 years. In 1948, it was suddenly reconstituted, exactly as has been prophesied several thousand years ago. And since then, why there's been conflict after conflict over there, and there are conflicts going on over there today. And a lot of these just don't make sense. For instance, supposedly Israel is feels threatened by Iran, because Iran is supposedly trying to get the nuclear bomb, and the America's foreign policy is based upon the fact that we're not going to let Iran have a nuclear weapon. After all, if she had a nuclear weapon, she might use that nuclear weapon. And some people think it would be a more stabilizing force. Certainly, if Iran had a nuclear weapon, nobody would dare attack her. If Iran was to attack somebody else with a nuclear weapon, why, of course, they could simply vaporize Iran in a few hours. Iran, if they had a nuclear weapon, is not going to use it. It's foolish to think that they would use it. And, of course, then we get into Pakistan. And, of course, the United States had actually transferred the technology and the wherewithal to build nuclear weapons to Pakistan at least 10 years ago. And suddenly this is all brought out by a woman who worked for the FBI, who had actually, she was an interpreter. And she had actually intercepted a number of communications between the Turkish spy ring and Israeli spy ring working at the highest echelons of the American government that transferred the technology to Pakistan so that they could build their 150 to 200 nuclear weapons. You will never, of course, hear this mentioned in the United States. Sydney, the woman actually tried on a number of occasions to let the American people know what had happened. She was blocked at every turn, threatened with being sent to prison. If she dared to let the American people know the truth, and that is that for all intents and purposes, the United States had transferred the technology or allowed this spy ring with their consent to transfer the technology for building nuclear weapons to Pakistan. And that story, you can find it up on my website, and basically the story is known throughout the world, totally suppressed in the United States. Why in heaven's name was Sybil Edmonds' story suppressed in the United States? Why are we so concerned about Iran getting nuclear weapons when we've already given them to Pakistan? And I suspect, and I can't prove this, but I suspect that Pakistan has transferred it to Iran. Ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. If you'd like to read the Sybil Edmonds story, just go to my Google, type in Radio Liberty, Sybil Edmonds story. Radio Liberty, Sybil Edmonds story. And we've got Cheryl on the line. Hi, Cheryl. How are we doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
Well, it's good to have you with us, and we're going to be back here in just a moment. And we want you to, of course, bring us up to date as best you can on what is really going on over there in Israel.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 in the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
This is Dr. Stan, and sitting here our guest this evening, Cheryl Hancock, who's a reporter over there living and working in Iran, and she's just giving us the rundown on what's going on over there, and pointing out that there are basically two branches of the Muslim faith. One is Shia Muslim, the other is Sunni Muslim, and the two of them hate one another. And, of course, the Sunnis certainly aligned with Saudi Arabia. And we've traditionally always supposedly been fairly close to the Sunnis and more antagonistic towards the Shias. And yet, by our invasion of Iraq, we certainly unseated the Sunni leader, who was Saddam Hussein, and we replaced him with a Shia Muslim. And when the United States pulls out of Iraq, since the majority of the people there are Shia Muslim, why that, of course, the Iraq will align itself with Iran and with Syria and Hezbollah and Hamas. And heaven only knows whether Syria will still be there or not, but Lebanon is strongly Shia. Syria is predominantly Shia. Hezbollah and Hamas are Shia. So what we've actually done is strengthen our enemies by toppling Saddam Hussein. And this just doesn't make sense. And yet so much of what's going on over there just doesn't make sense from a logical point of view. And of course, Cheryl is simply pointing out that the people of Israel and the official party line is everybody's afraid that Iran is going to get the nuclear bomb and Bush is going to use that against Israel. As I pointed out, we have actually turned the bomb over to Pakistan. That's the Sybil Edmonds story. It's known all throughout the world. Never been allowed to be circulated here in the United States, although you can read about it on the Internet. And basically, of course, with Pakistan having the nuclear bomb, why the whole area there is definitely destabilized, because there's a large Shia element within Pakistan, and I would think that they would work very closely with Iran as well. How much of Pakistan is Shia Muslim? Do you know, Cheryl?
No, I don't, but I know they're very heavy. As a matter of fact, in Pakistan, the Shia Muslims were poisoning the food at the school where the girls were taking classes, because they do not believe women should learn. And so girls were dying from the food poisoning, and now they're afraid to go to school.
Right. Okay, well, you go right ahead. But basically, ladies and gentlemen, I was simply pointing out there are a lot of things going on over there in Israel today and in that whole area of the world, which really we're not being told the truth about. And you try to talk to the average individual the fact that the United States transferred the technology to build the nuclear weapons to Pakistan, and that's the Sybil Edmonds story. And nobody's ever heard of it. How can you suppress things in America? Well, we have freedom of the press. That means if you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want to. We've actually given nuclear weapons or transferred the technology to Pakistan. They have 150, maybe 200 nuclear weapons now. The area is increasingly unstable with a large Shia component. Cheryl, you go right ahead with the story.
Okay, now I've got a report today about Syria, and as Assad, who is the president of Syria and who is attacking the rebel forces, he is actually going down and down, as people are seeing. He's not going to win this war. So in the meantime, he's transferring missiles to Hezbollah. He's transferring his chemical weapons to Hezbollah. Hezbollah is right on the Lebanese border, which are threatening Israel. They have missiles pointed at Israel, thousands of them. I've talked to people in the Knesset, members of the Knesset in Israel, that said this is true. There are thousands of missiles pointed at Israel from Hezbollah. If they put this chemical weapon inside of those warheads, Israel's in trouble. So Israel right now, number one, is worried about the weapons coming in from Hezbollah and killing the people of Israel. So they are getting gas masks as much as possible to the people of Israel.
Well, now, basically, Sydney, is Syria transferring the chemical weapons that Assad has to Hezbollah there in Lebanon?
Yes, that's what's going on. They're transferring it to Hezbollah.
Well, now, how do the people in Israel feel about what's going on, certainly in Syria? Certainly, Israel and Syria have lived together side by side for a long period of time. There have been some minor conflicts, but nothing major there. Do the people of Israel want to see Sidney Assad overthrown and replaced by al-Qaeda, because that's the major force, at least in my way of looking at it, behind this so-called revolution that's taking place. I mean, I'm not quite certain why we're fighting al-Qaeda in Afghanistan and aiding al-Qaeda down in Syria, but this seems to be exactly what's happening. Does anybody ever ask that question? Why the United States seems to be behind what's going on in Syria? And certainly what is actually going on is the Muslim Brotherhood and al-Qaeda are trying to overthrow Assad's government.
Yeah, there are a lot of questions being asked of why this is going on. There aren't any answers coming out. People know that this rebel force, a lot of people in America, which is funny, they call it the Arab Spring, and the people are springing up wanting democracy. That is not what is going on. The people want the chance to vote for who they want in office. That's the only part of democracy that they want. It is not a democratic nation, never will be. The rebels that are springing up and that are fighting are actually kidnapping Christians, Arab Christians that are there in Syria. They're killing them, so Christians are running as far as they can away from these rebel forces that are causing so much problems to the people that want to have peace there in Syria. Yes, it's a very bad group that's risen up against Assad. There was more peace when Assad was in office, but of course Assad is going to go down, and as you said, we're helping that rebel force.
But why would we be helping the rebel force that is killing Christians? That doesn't make sense any more than the fact that we help the rebel forces there. Certainly, we've helped to establish a government under Sharia law in Iraq that is violently anti-Christian, has driven almost all of the Christians out. We helped, of course, to establish a government in Afghanistan under Sharia law that there are no Christians left at all in Afghanistan. We certainly did everything we could to overthrow Mubarak, where 10% of the population of Egypt was Coptic Christians. And now they've almost all been driven out. A lot of them went to Syria, and now they're being driven out of Syria. What's going to happen to the Christians over there, especially if America continues its program of destroying every government that tolerates Christianity?
You know, what's funny is that I got a report today that the Christians from Syria are fleeing, and they're running into Egypt, going through Egypt to get to Gaza, which is strange because Gaza, Hamas, is also fighting against the Christians. But I got another report today that said that the Muslims in Egypt, this new Arab Spring people, they went and they attacked the 10% of Christians you're talking about. They burned a Coptic church today. They set homes on fire. They ravished the stores, and they are killing the Christians there in Egypt. This happened today and yesterday in Egypt.
And yet, of course, this is the end result of American foreign policy, and we have to ask why. The telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Cheryl's on the front lines over there, and Israel knows what's going on. If you have any questions or comments about what's going on, give us a call, and I'm sure Cheryl will be glad to tell you. But suddenly it sounds like the Christians over there are under tremendous pressure. And a lot of this is being brought on by the foreign policies of our government, whether the Democrats or Republicans are in control doesn't seem to matter. Both of them seem to be favoring the forces that hate Christianity and are destroying Christianity in the Middle East and the Near East. Would that be a fair statement?
Yeah, I would say so. And then also we're helping the regimes, the people that were raising up and saying that they wanted democracy to vote for who they want in office. And who, look who they voted for. They had two choices. They had a secular person they could have got in office who would not have had Sharia law, or they voted, which they did, they voted for the leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, who enacted Sharia law and wants to enact Sharia law across the world. This means they are under Sharia law. They voted. The people voted for them. Those are the people that are fighting against the Christians, killing the Christians. These are the people that want Sharia law. They voted for a leader that would give them Sharia law. These people, these Muslim people, do not want Western democracy as we know it.
Well, what do you tell people out here in the United States? Do you think any of them understand the implications of the fact that America's foreign policy is anti-Christian?
Nope. I don't think people understand that it goes down that deep. Now, these reports that come out, many people don't even get to hear about. This is part of the reason why I'm doing the speaking tour. As a matter of fact, Sharia law is, they wanted to have Sharia law here in America. We're talking about places where it's densely populated by Muslims. They petitioned our government to have Sharia zones where they can have their own judge and take care of their own people. So, for instance, if someone steals something, they can cut the hand off of that person because that's part of Sharia law. They have Sharia zones. You'll see a sign. It's a yellow sign that says Sharia-controlled area. You cannot go in there and do your Western laws. Now, I'm talking about New York, Michigan, London, and Holland, Norway. The people that are Muslim that are coming to these countries are not assimilating within the country. They're making Sharia zones within the country instead. So Sharia law is a horrible thing that's going on, and they want to have it here. They are having it in certain areas in America itself. And our government, our police officers are too afraid to go in and stop it when they close the roads down on Friday night or Friday and they do their prayers. Every Friday they have to close the roads and they pray, but we don't do anything about it. Used to have to get permits to close the roads, but they aren't getting permits. They're just closing the roads, going against our law in America.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, reality is usually scoffed at and illusion is usually king. Well, all of a sudden, do we have any idea what's going to happen? As far as you're concerned, do you think that Assad's going to go down and eventually the radicals will take control of Syria?
Well, I believe that there's a plan in the making, and Assad will have to go down eventually, and someone will probably raise up. As a matter of fact, I got a report today saying Nasrallah, who is the head of Hezbollah, they want him to go to Syria. First, they want him to go to Iran and then to Syria.
Hold that thought. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Give us a call.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock, of course, a reporter over there in Israel. She's been there, what, 12, 13 years? 13 or 14 years?
Yeah, 13 years.
13 years. Well, anyway, of course, if you have a question or comment, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. Herman was just calling in and just commenting that suddenly there are reports that there are a couple of planes, a Saudi Arabian plane, sitting at the airport in Pakistan. And, of course, on a moment's notice, they can take off and actually fly nuclear weapons to Saudi Arabia, that Saudi Arabia wants access to those nuclear weapons. They're frightened to death of Iran having nuclear weapons, and they wouldn't have any more. Of course, I really believe Saudi Arabia has nuclear weapons. We have this from a number of reliable sources, but you're not going to hear this about that about. And then, of course, that whole area, this conflict between the Sunni Muslims and the Shia Muslims. There's a large Shia component in Saudi Arabia. And the only way that the Saudi princes, the king of Saudi Arabia, maintains power is by totally authoritarian techniques. There's right. No democracy there. And of course, they just crush anybody who speaks out against the majority who are actually Shia and do not want to be ruled by the dictators we're keeping in power. Similar situations exist in Yemen and Bahrain. But apparently, according to Cheryl, the number of the countries over there, about eight of them, and we're talking about Saudi Arabia, Yemen, certainly Bahrain, probably the United Arab Emirates, Dubai, and others, have formed sort of a coalition, at least at the Leadership Council, with the idea that they may very well have to go to war with Iran because it's Shia and they are Sunni. Go right ahead.
Yeah, this is the plan of the Middle East. This is actually Israel is in on this also. See, Israel has to take this nuclear plant out in order to save itself. But the rest of the world knows, as the Middle East knows, Saudi Arabia and the coalition knows, that if Iran goes nuclear, it will take out not only Israel first, but then it will turn its weapons on Saudi Arabia to take over the Middle East and then taking over the oil. They've already threatened to close some of the straits that the oil goes through, and they can control the world if they can control the oil. So the Western world is on the side of the Sunni Muslims right now. Now, the Sunni is no better than the Shiite Muslims. They're more moderate, isn't that the word out, more moderate? There is no moderation. In Saudi Arabia, you cannot even take a Bible in Saudi Arabia. The women are not allowed to drive in Saudi Arabia. It is under Sharia law. They are very strict Sharia law, and so are all the other countries we're talking about that are Sunni. The Muslim Brotherhood is Sunni, and they are very strict Sharia law. So, no, it's not a good thing. The Muslims are not. The Islamic religion is not a good thing. I work with Muslims. I take clothing and food to Muslims in their villages. I care for those Muslim people, and they have become friends of mine. They give me a lot of information, and they tell me the things that I'm telling you, because I get it from them. I get it from the Arab media, what I learn about this Middle East situation. So it's the religion that's bad. They tell me themselves it's a violent religion, it's a perverted religion, and most of them want out of it. But if they say that and they're heard, they will be killed. So I baptize these people in the Jordan River and get them out of Islam, and we go on from there.
And I think you have to understand, ladies and gentlemen, the Muslims are victims of this whole thing. They live in constant fear. And if anybody finds out that they've converted to Christianity, they'll be killed. Right. I mean, we're not talking about imaginary things. We're talking about real things. And, of course, the United States is backing Saudi Arabia. And we're backing those Muslim countries over there. And we're bringing country after country after country under Sharia law. Why would we have brought Sharia law to Iraq? Why would we have brought Sharia law to Afghanistan? Why would we bringing all sorts of Muslims into the United States and even allowing areas in America that are under the control of Sharia law? Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Herman, do you have another question before we let you go?
Cheryl, you're doing a speaking tour through the state. What is the reception to your speaking tour at this point? Are people interested? Are they turning out for the places you're speaking?
Yeah, actually, the places have been more full than the people that organized them thought it would be. I have been asked to come back and do 2- and 3-day seminars instead of try to get all the information out in an hour or two. And so the response is amazing because what happens is their ears and their eyes are open to what's going on and how it affects us in America, and they want to know more. So I have 2 more months worth of doing this, and I'm going to get out as much information as I possibly can.
And, of course, just in a moment or two when we get back, Barbara will tell you how you get in touch with Cheryl, how you can hear where she's speaking. Ladies and gentlemen, this is going to have a profound impact on America. Our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. But remember, your government's doing everything they can to push Sharia law.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done, get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today, 800-544-8927, 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap, it's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Envita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Longevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Our guest is Cheryl Hancock. Our telephone number, if you'd like to call us, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Cheryl simply says that the economy is not good over in Israel. But of course, one of the big problems is everything is so expensive. And certainly they're not making large salaries. Gasoline, $9 a gallon. A bottle of vitamins that here in America would cost $6 costs $40 over in Israel today. Prices of anything imported over there is extremely expensive, and certainly there's a lot of unrest among the people simply because of the financial problems. Same sort of thing I think we're going to have here in the United States before long, because of course by next year this time, well, we're going to have certainly rampant inflation. Probably by that time they'll be admitting to 8%, and it'll really be closer to 15% inflation. It doesn't take very long before they destroy the value of your life savings. Our number 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And Cheryl, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry, both here, and get an opportunity to hear the talks you're going to be giving in the United States over the next couple of months.
Yeah, you can email me. It's very simple. reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. My email address again is reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. And I can give you a list of all the churches and the schools and the television programs or radio programs I'll be on. And I'll be traveling from San Diego all the way up to Reno, Nevada. I already did the East Coast, and I'm going to save the Northwest for next time. I'll be speaking in Norway and England next year also. So these speaking engagements have grown, and I'm tired. But this information needs to get out. People in America, my American people, need to understand what's going on in the world and how that's going to affect us and how that is affecting us, especially Christians. We need to know how to pray about these things. So there's a lot happening that we don't know about. And if you want to contact me, just email me at reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
Well, you know, one of the things we hear about these demonstrations in Egypt, for instance, after they overthrew Mubarak, and people then suddenly being a million people all demonstrating, and all of them shouting, you know, off to Israel, kill the Jews. Is this really true? Is there a tremendous animosity towards Israel on the part of the average Muslim, or is this simply a lot of publicity trying to stir things up, as our controlled media is always doing?
Well, there is a lot of animosity towards Israel. The kids are being brought up that the Israeli people, the Jewish people, are infiltrators and occupiers of their land. And so as kids are being brought up this, they're believing their elders, their parents, their teachers, just as we did when we were taught American history. They're being taught their history was that land and that they need to get rid of the Jewish people. As a matter of fact, I just got a report tonight that in Gaza there will be summer camps held. Again, every summer they have these camps and they take the children in. They don't teach them to do arts and crafts and nice things like that. They teach them how to fight against the Jewish people, how to take the land back from the so-called occupiers, the Israeli people. So they'll be learning how to make bombs out of potatoes. They'll learn how to become martyrs and how to die and for their country or for their cause, I should say. So this is what's going on. And then Israel is not liked by the Muslim community at all. If you look at Psalm 83, it says, "Let us wipe them off that their name, Israel, will not be remembered anymore." If you read that, you'll see. These people, these Muslim people, do not want Israel to survive. Islam is a religion. Underneath this religion is hatred for anyone that does not worship Allah. Allah is not the God that we worship. Allah is, it means God in Arabic. Yes, it does. But it's not the same God. Our God is a loving God. This God teaches violence, teaches how to hate, teaches how to fight. And one guy told me, he said, "The reason I do not want to follow Islam anymore or become a sheikh is because my leader, Muhammad, he took a girl at 8 years old and married her, went into her at 8 years old. He said, that's perversion. And all they teach us to do is fight and kill anyone that does not bow the knee to Allah. It's either the house of Islam or the house of war. That's not the same God that we worship. So we need to love these people with the love of Christ and teach them. That's the only way that we're going to get these people changed.
I think you're absolutely right. I think the only hope for America, the only hope for the world, of course, is a massive religious revival. I hope that it's going to come. I think there's going to have to be terrible suffering and terrible violence and terrible famine throughout the world before this happens. But I only hope and pray that people will, of course, return to the worship of our Lord. What we need is a great revival, and it could turn not only America, but the whole world around. Our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. Well, Cheryl, how is the economy doing over in Israel at the present time? I mean, most people have jobs. You mentioned, of course, that the Ethiopian Jews are doing very, very poorly. But just for the average person coming to Israel, are they able to get a job and to at least make a living?
Yeah, it's not easy when you move to Israel, and many, many people are immigrating to Israel from the four corners of the world, just like it says in biblical prophecy. The Lord says, I will bring them from the north, south, east, and west. Well, now people are coming in from America, Canada, and from England, from the Western nation, and the first thing they have to do is learn Hebrew. You cannot get a job without knowing the language. So people are paid to go to Hebrew classes for a certain amount of months. Once they learn Hebrew, then they go into the economy and they begin getting a job. Jobs are very good, actually, in Israel. I mean, some people are suffering because the pay is not good. For instance, the waitresses that waited on tables didn't make any wage. They only made tips. So they made a law where they have to make a wage now that their employer has to pay them. So the economy is hard. It's a difficult place. Most families have only one car, not two. And so I wonder why these families move from the West, from countries like America, and go to Israel, where we know there's going to be war, where we know that gas is $9 a gallon, where jobs you have to be able to speak Hebrew in. It's not easy. But, you know, when I interview these people and I ask them why, they tell me, one Jewish woman told me, she said, well, these are the last days that we live in. And I believe that the Jewish people need to be together and care for one another and help each other. And I interviewed a woman from America, and I asked her why she was coming to Israel and paying so much money to live in another country. And she said, you know, I don't know why. She just felt a pull that this is what she needs to do. So the Jewish people are, that prophecy is coming to pass, that biblical prophecy. The people are coming from the north, south, east, and west for all different sorts of reasons. Though it's typical in Israel, they still go and they stand with Israel. Everyone has to join the army in Israel, girls for 2 years, boys for 3 years. Some kids come to Israel just to join the army. Their families don't come, but they come to join the army. This is a phenomenon that's been going on for a couple of years now.
And I think, ladies and gentlemen, it really doesn't make any sense. But then there's so many things going on that don't make sense. We have a young man who, he's Jewish. He comes over every week to work with us and produces our evening program. And, of course, he has relatives, very well-to-do, affluent relatives who left America and gone to Israel because they just feel that this is the time they're to be there. And certainly, from a logical point of view, it doesn't make sense. What if you understand, of course, that God is drawing the people there. He's putting these ideas in their mind. And it's almost like a magnet or like somebody with a hook in their jaw. They're just being drawn there. It's a supernatural thing. It is illogical. And yet Jews from all over the world are going to Israel today because they sense, as I do, and I know as Cheryl does as well, that we're moving into truly prophetic times. Well, our number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And let's go to Jay, who's calling from Washington. Hi, Jay. Do you have a question or comment?
Yes. Cheryl, do you speak about the dislocation of hundreds of thousands of refugees in Sudan, and they're being cut off from aid by the government there, which is has a strong tie to the Muslim Brotherhood?
Yes. As a matter of fact, Jay, what's going on, those Sudanese, and there's a war down in Sudan, and the Muslims are killing off the Christians. The Christians are fleeing from Sudan. They're going through Egypt just to get to Israel where they feel safe because they know Israel's the only true democracy in the Middle East, and they would have freedom there, freedom of religion. They could be Christians. But as they come through Egypt, a lot of them are being killed by the Egyptians. But also, now they've been coming for quite a few years, maybe 8 years. I can't remember the exact number. But now Israel has made a decision that they're going to be sending a lot of them back to Sudan. And this is a big controversy because the Jewish people are demonstrating in the streets saying, do not send the Sudanese back to their death. It's like sending the Jews back to the Holocaust. And they're coming against the government of Israel because they don't want to see these people go back and be killed. That's what will happen. But thousands of them have come into Israel. And the Ministry of Interior, Elias Shai, says we can't have these people coming in because we're a Jewish state. And he's afraid it's going to become a different state besides the Jewish state. So there is a controversy. Most of us would like to see those people be able to stay and assimilate and get jobs and be safe. But they're being sent back. So it's a big, bad problem that's going on. But they don't even make it through Egypt. As you said about Egypt, they're killing them before they can get to the border.
Okay, anything else you wanted to ask, Jay?
Well, I hear also that Russia is kind of drawing a line there to say that Syria should not be further aided. The rebels should not be armed and attacked by forces from Turkey, which is concentrated at the border.
Well, I think that Russia understands that the United States is really behind this, ostensibly why Turkey is helping they call it the Syrian Free Army. Basically, it's the Al-Qaeda Muslim Brotherhood terrorists. But basically, the United States has special forces teams in both Jordan and in Turkey training, and so the Russians recognize that America is behind what's going on, and of course they're identifying with the Syrian government, with Assad. And so basically, Cheryl, do you think that there's any danger of a conflict between Russia and the United States over Syria? We're on one side, the Russians are on the other.
Yeah, what's going on? Russia does not want to see any country being told what to do because they're a dictatorship also. They're communists. So if we go in or the UN goes in or the EU goes in and says, okay, Assad, you have to step down because the people want it, well, Russia could be next. So Russia is, and also they sell weapons to Syria. They sell weapons to Iran. So they're sticking on the sides of these people. And then the rest is, like you said, Dr. Stan, that it is being backed by the American government. And this is causing controversy with Russia and America all over again. And there, it could be go on to be a bigger problem. But the Arab nations that we talked about, the coalition, they know that they have to do something about it. So this may override what Russia wants to do anyway.
Okay, we're going to have to let you go, Jay. But I would simply suggest, if you'd like to really understand what's going on, we have a little pamphlet. It's five of my newsletters called The Communist Capitalist Alliance. Who financed communism from its inception? Who drilled the oil wells in Russia that made them the largest oil and natural gas producers in the world? And why has America funneled billions, hundreds of billions of dollars into this tyrannical regime in Russia? Doesn't make any sense, but read my pamphlets on the Communist Capitalist Alliance. They realize that most of what we think just isn't true. Hey, God bless. Thanks so much for calling. Let's go to Bruce is calling us from Durant, Michigan. Hi, Bruce. How are you doing?
Oh, hi. I'd like to ask Cheryl if she thinks Israel is painting itself into a corner by going along with the toppling of Assad and this so-called Sunni corridor they want from Saudi Arabia right straight up to Turkey.
And I think that's a very legitimate question.
Yeah,
basically, I think that Bruce is saying, look, is Israel making a mistake of going along with what's going on, this whole effort to overthrow Assad? Should Israel be saying, look, we may not like Assad, but we don't want to see him overthrown? Should they be doing anything at all or just sitting on their hands?
Israel right now, you know, actually all the media I go through all the Israeli media, and Israel hasn't piped in much about what to do with Assad. What they're doing right now, they're keeping themselves busy at the border because you can hear the blast from Israel on the Golan Heights. And there are people trying to infiltrate Israel right now. He's afraid, the Israeli government is afraid that there's going to be infiltrators coming in. They're more worried about the weapons going to Hezbollah. So So they're watching the borders. They have men deployed. They have soldiers deployed up in that area.
But are they worried about infiltration, or are they worried about refugees trying to get in?
Both. Both. Because refugees have been trying to get in to Israel through the Bedouin, the Bedouins up in the people that are living up in the north on the Golan Heights, they have been trying to help these people, because some of these people on the Golan Heights are from Syria, and now they are part of Israel.
And I think it's important people understand, you go up to the top of the Golan Heights, which is just to the east of the Sea of Galilee, and you can look and you can actually see Damascus from there. I mean, basically everything is fairly close, and it's not that far. You're probably 30 miles from Damascus at the top of the Golan Heights. The people are fleeing. They're trying to get away. They're trying to keep from getting killed, the civilians. And, of course, Israel doesn't want them. The Lebanese don't want them. Some of them are getting into Jordan. But, of course, these are the tragic victims of America's foreign policy. Anything you wanted to say before we let you go, Bruce?
Yeah, one other question. Do either of you think the coming Antichrist will be a Muslim because of how Revelation talks about beheading?
All right, fine. That's a legitimate question. Do you have any thoughts on the Antichrist? Will he be a Muslim?
Well, all I know is the Antichrist is going to be against Christ. And right now, Islam is against Christ, but I don't know.
I think probably is, Bruce, but nobody knows. It's all speculation. There's so much of what's, pre-trib, post-trib, mid-trib. The Antichrist is going to come from Europe. The Antichrist is going to come from the Muslim faith. We're just going to have to wait and see.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless. Let's go to Michael calling us from Fenton, Michigan. Hi, Michael. How are you doing?
How are you doing, Doc? I got a couple questions about that Antichrist. I'm thinking, is that a man or could that be a nation?
No, I think it's a man. I think there's a specific man because he's going to sit on the throne in the in the temple. So there's a great deal written about the Antichrist. It's going to be an individual. Basically, there is sort of within Christianity a Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Within the Muslim faith, there is an unholy Trinity, Satan, the Antichrist, and the false prophet. He is a man, right, in my estimation. Anything else, Michael?
Yeah, I wanted to ask the guest, what did she think about Hillary Clinton? It seems like Hillary's involved in everything, Olivia, and, all that kind of stuff, and none of it seems to be no good outcomes. There's a lot of murder and killing going on.
Hold that thought, Michael. We'll try to get an answer for you.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com. At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. judicialreformnow.com. judicialreformnow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems.
They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
They are absolutely a welfare state.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. I guess this evening has been Cheryl Hancock. Once again, Cheryl, we'll get the information out on how people can get hold of you, and then we'll let you go.
Okay. My email address is reportingfromisrael@gmail.com.
Reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. Reportingfromisrael@gmail.com. And Cheryl will not ask you for financial aid, but of course she needs it. My wife and I, Barbara and I, support her. We have for some time because we think what she's doing is important. Wish we could do the same thing. We cannot. We're too old for that, and my job is to be here behind the microphone. But if you're in a position to help Cheryl, we hope that you will. Cheryl, do you have a PayPal button on your website?
Yes, I do.
All right. God bless. And there's a PayPal button there if you want to get involved and would like to get involved with her ministry. God bless you, Cheryl. And we'll do the first Monday of next month as well.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
God bless. Okay, fine. That was Cheryl Hancock, and we hope you enjoyed our interview. We always look forward to talking to Cheryl, and she's with us. The first first Friday, ordinarily she's with us the first Thursday when she's in Israel, but of course that's Friday morning for her, so she'll be with us first Friday of next month and the month after that, and it'll go back to being the first Thursday of the month in the months that follow. We're in for some very, very difficult times. Some terrible things are going to happen in the Middle East. Some terrible things are going to happen here. Militarily, financially, I believe there are going to be famines. I believe that there's going to be wars. I think there's going to be diseases that we're going to see. How do I think that these things are going to come about, and why do I think it? Because I've read the Revelation 6:8, and I suggest you get Revelation 6:8 and you read it as well. And I look, and behold, a pale horse, and the rider upon him was death, and Hades followed close behind. And power was given unto them to destroy a quarter of the population of the world, with the sword, with famine, with pestilence, and the beasts of this earth. And I think there's one thing you can be sure of, and that is that the Bible is accurate and true, and I believe that with all my heart. Well, this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is still primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there and you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. We need to maintain our network of almost 70 stations across America, and we're going to have your help to do it. So if you're in a position to support Radio Liberty, to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters, to advertise with us, to make a donation, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And if you're not in a position, then of course we ask you to go to our website at radioliberty.com and at least to pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and protection. We ask you, of course, you to actually get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. If you can't afford it, you can watch the story of my talk. It's at our website at radioliberty.com. But if you can get the book, read it, and if you can get it, and you get large numbers of them, why, we'll cut the price for you. We want you to get the story out. If you get the DVD, why, then, of course, you can copy the DVD and give it to others. And you get the Brotherhood of Darkness special, which is the video, the book, and a CD. And, of course, then, of course, you can copy the CD, copy the DVD. Help people to understand that there really are satanic forces in the world. And they're working at the highest levels of the American government today, which is, of course, why our government is consistently backing those people who are pushing Sharia law and undermining Christianity throughout the world. Why do you think they took God and prayer out of our schools? Why do you think that they've taken the Ten Commandments out of our schools? Do you think this has something to do with the Constitution? No, there's an anti-Christian movement at the highest levels of our government. Our website, RadioLiberty.com, RadioLiberty.com. And, of course, you can go there. You can listen to our programs 24 hours a day. The programs are archived there. Then please pray for America. Pray for Radio Liberty for our provision and our protection.
Let us all be grateful for a land so fair. As we raise our voices in a solemn prayer, God bless America.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But as a battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality and not illusion or delusion that'll determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, hopefully for the next hour, they're going to be the views of William Grigg. And William Grigg was formerly the senior editor of the New American Magazine. He was for a time the editor of the Reason Magazine, but of course he's not doing that at the present time. He's writing blogs. He certainly writes for Radio Liberty, writes our monthly newsletter, because we quite frankly don't have the time to do that. And of course, but William is one of the most insightful and certainly best educated and articulate people within the conservative movement today. In fact, we have a couple of the, what I think, the outstanding people. We have Joel Skousen. We have our good friend, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. We have William Grigg on a regular basis, and we have them certainly because we want you to be able to learn from their experience. Certainly now we're having a new gentleman to take the place of Bob Chapman, but James Corbett will be with us every Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock, talking on finances, because it's so vitally important that you understand what's happening financially, because most people are going to be wiped out within the next couple of years, going to be wiped out financially by the collapse of the economic system as we know it. They're lying to you about the debt here in America. The debt is not almost $16 trillion. If you use the general accepted accounting principles, that's GAAP, G-A-A-P, which, of course, every corporation in America is required by law to utilize. The real, of course, debt of America is between about $81 and about $125 trillion, and that's just the federal government. You get into the state governments and the municipal governments and all the people who have obligations for health care and for pensions for the people who've retired, and of course for the congressmen. Don't forget the congressmen, because of course they get special benefits. They're not certainly restricted by as we are. They don't have Social Security and Medicare. They have their own pension system, which is laid out, of course, to bribe them for being willing to sell out America. And believe me, our congressmen and senators do that. Not all of them, but the majority of them. We have the finest congressmen and senators in Washington, D.C. that money could buy. But unfortunately, of course, they've got us into this terrible economic situation. And the average individual doesn't understand that there's not enough money in the world to keep Social Security going. Right now, we're putting out about $650 billion a month, financing 56 million Americans. However, during the next coming years, and of course that's going to be the next 19 years, 79 million more Americans are going to retire, and there's not enough money in the world to finance all of them. And the same thing is true with Medicare, and certainly Medicare is costing about $700 billion a year and providing medical care for about 50 million people. And another 79 million people are going to become eligible for that in the very near future. And there's not enough money to do it. They know the system's going down. They're going to have somebody to blame it on, probably the coming war. And believe me, there's going to be a war. And that's going to be used as a justification for the terrible things they're doing. We've got William Grigg on the line. Hi, William. How are we doing?
Dr. Stan, I'm doing well. Thanks once again for the blessing of being on your program.
Well, we always look forward to having you. What are we going to be talking about tonight?
I think we're going to be talking about some of the themes you touched on in your introduction here, about things falling apart and the center not holding and all that pleasant stuff.
All right, fine. Well, we'll be back in just a moment with William Grigg right here at Radio Liberty.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
You may have heard about the 90 essential nutrients or the Mighty 90 needed for good health. But with all the products out there, what exactly are they talking about? The Mighty 90 is 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 60 plant-derived minerals, and 2 essential fatty acids. So, now you know. But with all the products you see and hear advertised, what exactly do you buy to come up with the Mighty 90 and the right ratios to promote good health? Youngevity has made it easy with the Healthy Start Pack, which contains one canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Vitamin and Plant-Derived Mineral Complex, one bottle of Bone and Joint Enriching OsteoFX Plus, and one bottle of EFA Plus Essential Fatty Acids, all in the proper ratios to promote good health and vitality. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Dr. Stan, our guest, of course, is William Grigg, and we're talking about what's going on in America and the insurrection that's taking place in Anaheim. Now, I can remember 50 years ago when I got involved in this movement, Anaheim was certainly an upper-middle-class district. That's where the John Birch Society certainly was founded. That's where you have Disneyland and some of the other amusement parks. Anaheim was an entirely different world, but it's no longer that way now. Predominantly Hispanic, a large immigrant population there. And apparently there was a couple of shootings recently where the police had shot people who were unarmed. And suddenly their response on the part of the people began throwing stones at the police. And basically what you're beginning to see, and I think the early stages of the breakdown of the structure of our society. People don't like to believe that thing can happen in America, but certainly is the increasing violence on the part of the people, and then the response of the police, and the police, of course, are simply doing what police ordinarily do. They defend themselves. They try to maintain law and order. And certainly when they act irresponsibly, then, of course, the people become more violent. And this is the story of what we see all over the world. You go into Greece today, massive demonstrations over there, and the police are doing the best they can to maintain law and order, but you get a couple of hundred thousand people out on the streets demonstrating, and we see this increasingly all across Europe as the economy is beginning to collapse there. But ladies and gentlemen, the economy is going to collapse in the United States, not by accident, but by intent. I mean, there's this whole situation is all carefully orchestrated, but they're not going to let the American people know that. I can remember, of course, when we had the initial financial collapse in 2008, and of course we saw Henry Paulson, the Secretary of Treasury, come forward and say, "I need $750,000. This is not for Wall Street. This is for Main Street. We need this money. If you don't give it to me, the whole economy is going to fall apart. But it's for Main Street, not for Wall Street." And what happened? Congress voted it down. Congress refused to give him $750 billion. And of course, the law was, if a bill is voted down, you can't bring it back until the next session of Congress. But the law means nothing to the elite. Mr. Paulson's a member of the CFR, member of the elite that rules our country. So they brought it back the following week. I think they cost about $25 billion more in the way of bribes to buy off about 25 congressmen. And of course, then, of course, the Congress, they switched 25 votes. They got the $750 billion. And suddenly, Henry Paulson decided, well, we're not going to give this to Main Street. We're going to give it to my friends in the banking industry, after all. But Mr. Paulson had been the president of Goldman Sachs, and all of his friends were in banking. So he immediately gave the $750 billion to his friends. And of course, that was QE1, and then QE2 came along, and then we had QE3, which was, of course, the twist when they actually were creating a situation where the future bonds and things like that, long-term treasury bonds, were selling at a much lower rate than current bonds. So that was QE3. Now they're talking about QE4. And basically, you do the same thing over and over and over again, and you get the same result, and you keep on doing that. That's the definition of insanity. I mean, if QE1 didn't solve the problem, and QE2 didn't solve the problem, and QE3 didn't solve the problem, why would you think that more interference by the federal government and the Fed would solve the problem? But that's what they're talking about now. It's not going to solve it. We're moving into a financial crisis. The last thing they want is for the American people to know what lies ahead. William, you pick up the story.
What lies ahead, I think, is something that we're seeing foreshadowed right now in Anaheim. You've got this one particular neighborhood where there had been something like a half dozen police shootings this past year. And the precipitating event was a shooting in which a couple of young men, I think in their 20s, who were not criminal suspects, were being rousted by police, and a couple of them fled. A lot of people often ask, if you're innocent, why do you flee from the police? Well, if you take a look at the ample archive of instances of police brutality available on YouTube or some of the other file sharing sites, it's pretty clear that one doesn't have to be a criminal suspect. One doesn't have to be involved in any activity that is either criminal in nature or even socially troubling in order to find himself on the receiving end of violence inflicted by police who act with impunity. And so he had a couple of people flee. One of them was shot in the leg and then shot in the head, and he was unarmed and he had his back to the police. This wasn't a situation where a police officer was chasing down a suspect in a violent crime, an armed robbery or something of that sort. And as he was bleeding to death, as the victim was bleeding to death on the front yard of a local home, a number of people gathered and said, look, he's still alive, call the ambulance. Rather than calling an ambulance, the police shoot away people with cell phones so they couldn't take records of what had happened, and then created a defensive cordon while this guy bled to death on the front lawn of a local home. This resulted in the protest where a couple of dozen people showed up and started yelling criticisms of the police. These are people who were not rioting, they weren't looting, they weren't rampaging, they weren't throwing stones. In came heavily armed riot police wearing the Darth Vader regalia, and they started to unleash beanbag rounds and rubber bullet rounds. Rubber bullet rounds can be fatal, and pepper ball rounds at unarmed men, women, and children. If you take a look at the video, and I've written about this, the link to the video that was obtained by cell phone, you can see one instance in which a man is sheltering two of his children as this fusillade of rubber bullets is headed in his direction. Rubber bullets are used in places such as Belfast and Gaza and other havens of tolerance and serenity of that sort. And while this was going on, an officer, so-called canine officer, unleashed his dog, who made a beeline for a stroller containing a newborn infant. And if it hadn't been for the intercession of a perfect stranger who literally interposed himself between the dog and that stroller, that child would have been a mass of shredded meat within a matter of seconds. I honestly do not think that I've ever seen such a hideous and revolting spectacle as this. That's what happened the afternoon after the shooting. And then things got worse from there. By the evening, of course, things had calmed down, but this had left a really thick residue of resentment. And there is evidence that officials in Anaheim did their best to catalyze that resentment, because there is at least one officer who had been caught acting as an agent provocateur, a female officer who in one instance was caught on video criticizing the police protesters, the anti-police protesters, and in another video was caught throwing bottles of water at the police. And that led to the full-scale militarization of what was going on in Anaheim, where you had people attired just like occupation troops in Iraq or in Afghanistan, wearing khaki and bucket helmets and carrying high-powered weaponry. You had snipers positioned on the tops of local buildings. And this is going on, once again, in Anaheim, not all that far from Disney World. This is the beginning, I contend, of what's likely to be a self-propagating series of events of this kind, and it's only going to get worse as the climate becomes more conducive to this type of frustration and this type of urban unrest. I think of the things I mentioned in the previous segment with respect to what's going on in the agricultural economy, what's going on with the currency. You mentioned, Dr. Stan, the fact that we're dealing with the ongoing economic collapse and the associated debasement of the currency. These QEs, or quantitative easings by the Fed, are inflation. And a lot of the price inflation has been held in abeyance because of what's going on over in Europe. The dollar is still considered a safe haven by people who are fleeing even less reliable fiat currencies such as the euro, which I like to remind people is an entirely fictitious currency that is issued by a largely fictitious polity. It's adorned with pictures of people who never lived in buildings that have never been built. It's all aspirational. It's all perfect fiat currency because there's not a real country behind the euro. The dollar is a fiat currency that shares many characteristics of the euro, but there's an actual country here that has actually, in times past in any case, produced things that people were willing to buy, not so much anymore. But people are fleeing from the euro and people are fleeing from these other currencies and propping up the dollar artificially. But as the eurozone collapses, of course, what we're going to find is that people are going to become disenchanted with all fiat currencies. And they're going to go into commodities, not merely, of course, gold and silver. Gold is interesting enough. Gold is priced higher than platinum right now. That's something that happens when things are getting really scary. but also agricultural commodities such as sugar and corn and soybeans. And you take a look at what's going on right now in the American Midwest, where farmers all across what has been the breadbasket of the world are facing the prospect of having to come up with the means to pay back the advances they got for selling crops that they're probably not going to be able to harvest. Beginning of every planting season, every year, these people go out and they sell futures based on what they're likely to produce. And the way that the contracts work is that they can't produce what they have been paid to produce, then they have to pay back for those bushels, those shares that they've not been able to produce. You've got a drought right now that's wiping out the corn and soybean crops all across the American Midwest. Corn is in everything. That's literally the staple food of the post-industrial diet of the United States, which is one of the reasons, by the way, why we're so unhealthy. Corn, in the form of corn syrup, is used in practically everything that one buys at a retail food store. And it's a culprit in a lot of our problems with obesity and type 2 diabetes and so forth.
Well, I would simply point out, however, that approximately half of the counties in the United States were, of course, primarily agriculture. Approximately half of them are considered now have been declared disaster areas. Half of the counties that produce agriculture commodities in the United States are now considered disaster areas. That is never, in my estimation, I don't ever remember that happening before. Ladies and gentlemen, I mean, certainly they're playing down what's happening, but we're entering in some frightening and terribly disastrous times that are going to impact on you financially and in every way.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Through his research as a veterinarian, Dr. Joel Wallach discovered that most health problems afflicting livestock can be prevented and even reversed. Many of these same health challenges also occur in humans. These too can be prevented and reversed. Doc's original formula, called the pig arthritis formula, alleviated all arthritis symptoms in animals. The same basic formula has been developed for humans, called the pig pack, which includes plant-derived minerals, a multiple vitamin complex, glucogel, and EFAs. Add to that Longevity's OsteoFX Plus, a proprietary blend of liquid calcium, magnesium, and glucosamine. Now you have the Pig Pack Plus to make up the 90 essential nutrients Dr. Wallach has identified as necessary for sustained good health and longevity.
For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and Senator Whittem is talking about how the hedge funds are suddenly investing in farmland. A lot of farmers are going to lose their farms because of the failure of their crops this year. But don't you worry, the hedge funds will be there to buy up those farms at a few cents on the dollar. The same thing is happening. More and more people lose their homes. They can't pay off their mortgages. So the hedge funds are going around and buying up large blocks of homes. Mm-hmm. With the idea, of course, that then they will rent it out to the former owners of those homes. But you see this concentration of wealth in fewer and fewer hands as we move from certainly a representative government into an autocratic government with a small ruling financial elite. Go right ahead.
Not only are we seeing the concentration of wealth and concentration of ownership here, but we're seeing the corporatization of all those aspects of government that are involved in enforcement and regimentation of public security. And one of the other disasters that's happening right now is the ongoing chain reaction of municipal bankruptcies and municipal financial collapses, of which Detroit, I think, is paradigmatic. We talked about Detroit before and the fact that you're seeing whole blocks of that city become depopulated and going dark as municipal services are shut down. Grass is literally growing in the streets of the Motor City. Some of the fabled municipal architecture, such as the train station in Detroit, the very prominent, photogenic, telegenic backdrop for a lot of television and movie production. That's something which has now been shuttered. Take a look at what's happened to Gary, Indiana. Gary, Indiana was considered to be emblematic of America's Midwestern economic virility in the 1950s. It was a steel town that produced a lot of the steel that was used in places like Detroit. It had a sizable enough population that it had the benefits of sophisticated culture and economic opportunity and educational opportunity. That was small enough, but it still retained a sense of being your stereotypical Midwestern small town. You take a look at Gary, Indiana now, it's become a dystopian moonscape. There's a photo essay that was published in a British newspaper just a couple of weeks ago showing how the large Methodist church, which had been the centerpiece of this town for many decades, has literally become, to paraphrase the book of Isaiah, the habitation of wolves. It's completely debased with graffiti. It's utterly trashed. There's refuse and debris scattered about around it. The same is true of many of the other facilities, many of the other amenities that have been built up that have been buzzing with commerce and civic life until just very recently. That's in Gary, Indiana, you know, famous in song and story and in theatrical and cinematic musicals, such as The Music Man. But these are symptoms. These are illustrations of what's going on with a lot of these municipalities.
And, of course, China today is the largest producer of steel in the mm-hmm. entire world today. China has simply replaced Gary, Indiana, as the center of this, and this has happened not by accident, but by intent. We took the tariffs off. We, of course, created a situation where, of course, the steel could be produced cheaper in China and shipped across the ocean than they could actually produce it there in Gary. And this was done intentionally. It was part of this whole idea of globalization, raising the living standards up in other countries as you destroyed the infrastructure of America. Globalization is what they call it, or creative destruction. If you want to create this wonderful new utopian society, you have to destroy the old one. That's the plan. Look it up on the internet. Type in YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. YouTube, Alan Greenspan, Creative Destruction. He will tell you they have to destroy the old system, and they're doing it. Go right ahead.
Here's another term you can add to that, Nick. Harmonization. We talked about that before. It has a couple of different meanings when it's used in international affairs. Harmonization doesn't refer, of course, to melody and complementary performance in terms of the melody of singers or instrumentalists that they're performing. Harmonization refers to taking separate national systems of economics and law, blending them together under the aegis of the United Nations or some regional body that's an affiliate of the UN. But when it refers to standards of living, harmonization is a Marxist concept where you level down people who are wealthy to a common denominator with people who are less wealthy. So we're seeing downward harmonization of our standard of living to the median or to the level of socialist countries such as China and the Eurozone. And as you like to say, Dr. Stan, this is a matter of design. I actually wrote a book about that called America's Engineered Decline. We're being downward harmonized so that we can be more suitable subjects for this new global system.
Amen to that. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Certainly our guest is William Greig. I understand, ladies and gentlemen, everything going on today is carefully planned and carefully orchestrated by the Brotherhood of Darkness. The creative destruction, raise living standards throughout the world, destroy living standards in America, and impoverish the American people.
Hi, this is Joyce Riley, and most of you now know why so many people agree that Miracle 2 soap really is a miracle. Miracle 2 products are now being used by farmers and ranchers to increase their yield. Mechanics and machinists use it in their shops. Chiropractors and physicians are using Miracle 2, and the uses are simply too numerous to mention. Dr. Stan and the folks at Radio Liberty knew right away that the listeners would benefit tremendously by using Miracle 2 products. You can enjoy the benefits of Miracle 2 and help Radio Liberty continue to broadcast Dr. Stan's message by calling 800-544-8927 to order your Miracle 2 today. After you've tried Miracle 2 around the house, you'll probably do just what so many others have done. Get rid of all those toxic cleaners and chemicals under your sink. Call Radio Liberty and order your Miracle 2 today. 800-544-8927. 800-544-8927. Dr. Stan Monteith and so many listeners know that Miracle 2 soap isn't just soap. It's a miracle.
Do you have a chronic disease that has devastated your life? If you do, you should contact the Invita Clinics. Their therapies can reduce the devastating side effects of chronic fatigue, heart disease, Lyme disease, fibromyalgia, and other persistent illnesses. Their experienced team is committed to setting a new standard in patient care. They're dedicated to bringing you the best of what's available in cutting-edge medical science. If I've stirred your interest, consider calling Invita at 866-830-4576. Or better yet, investigate their website at Invita.com. That's Envita.com. Or 866-830-4576. Invita at 866-830-4576. Invita.com.
So you finally decided to start taking a vitamin supplement. Those chewables and tablets are fine if you don't mind paying for something that is only absorbed about 4 to 6%. However, a liquid supplement can have a 90% absorption rate if you choose the right one. Youngevity offers a wide variety of liquid supplements with a 90% absorption rate or more. Beyond Tangy Tangerine may be the best one ever invented. It starts as a liquid that is freeze-dried like those instant coffees into a crystal. Then all you have to do is add a couple of scoops to water. No refrigeration, no fuss, no mess. Not only do you get a complete multiple vitamin, Beyond Tangy Tangerine also has minerals, and it tastes fantastic. You'll want to drink it all day long. So the next time you reach for a vitamin supplement, reach for Beyond Tangy Tangerine
from Youngevity. For more information or to order, call 1-800-991-8730. That's 1-800-991-8730 and ask about business opportunities.
Well, this is Dr. Stan. Go right ahead. And Sydney William Creek is just talking to us about what's happening as community after community has union contracts that require tremendous sums of money for, say, public employees. And certainly in North Las Vegas, where police officers, some of them are making $200,000 a year. And the trouble is North Las Vegas doesn't have the money. So what are they going to do? Well, they wanted to renegotiate their contracts, but Harry Reid, the leader of the Senate, certainly senator from Nevada, got a $3 million advance from the Office of Homeland Security. Now, remember, the Office of Homeland Security comes from the federal government. 43 cents out of every dollar the federal government spends has to be borrowed. So, basically, they're simply borrowing money to give it to Las Vegas so they can pay, at least temporarily, the excessive salaries of certainly the police and fire department there. But eventually, you give it a year, you give it 2 years, the federal government's going to go bankrupt because they do not have the money, of course, to actually finance Social Security indefinitely. They do not have the money to finance Medicare, unless, of course, they're going to simply kill off all the elderly, and that's one of the provisions of the Obamacare bill. Well, it's really not in the Obamacare bill. It was in the stimulus bill. That's where they had the death panels and where they're going to begin rationing access to health care. Is that the sort of country you want to live in? Because that's the sort of country we're going to be living in unless the American people are willing to take a stand. William, go right ahead.
What's happening on that front, Dr. Stan, is really quite similar to what's been going on in Great Britain with their so-called National Health Service, which is one of the models for what we are told to call the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare, which is, once again, the creation of corporatist state socialist or state corporatist medicine. Over in Great Britain, one of the things that has been discussed from time to time, most recently a couple of weeks ago, is the fact that there is this insistent and largely, how best to put this, largely opaque but occasionally transparent system in place in Great Britain to encourage people of a certain age to take incremental euthanasia, if you will, to impose euthanasia quietly, passively, on people who are considered to be bed blockers, simply as a matter of an economy of scale. And in writing about this, I've referred to a book that was written by Anthony Trollope, the great 19th century British novelist. I believe he was a postal worker at one point, but he was a very accomplished novelist. I'd recommend that people read, if they can find it, it's sort of hard to obtain, the Anthony Trollope novel, The Fixed Period, which came out in, I believe, the 1860s or 1870s, and it talked about this hypothetical island that had been settled by British colonists and then had rebelled and obtained its independence from the Great British, the government of Great Britain. What happened is that they created a system in which at the age of 60, people would be taken to what was called a campus, which was a rest home, a type of very well-appointed and attractive place, where they would live for 1 year, and then at the end of that year, they would be put to death humanely in order to spare the younger population, the productive population, the side of people who had been, who had lived their biblical 70 and started to display in their bodies all those things that are attendant with the passage of time. They didn't want to deal with the unsightly presence of elderly people in the island. They didn't want to deal with the disagreeable spectacle of sickness and infirmity, and they didn't want to deal with the expense of caring for people in dotage. And so they created a system where at the age of 60 you'd be taken away, and after a period of time where you'd be plied with every luxury and granted every favor, you'd be put to death in the name of the greater good of the community. And at the end of the novel, a British warship docks in the harbor and then deposes the government, John, led by President John Neverbend. It's a sort of a Dickensian name for that character. But that's the same kind of thing that's happening right now in Great Britain. I think Anthony Trollope really sort of anticipated what would happen. The logic in this case is driven by ideology and by the artificial scarcity of socialist economics, but it's the same kind of thing that's going to happen here. And it's not just going to happen in healthcare. One of the things I want to emphasize and reiterate is that as we deal with the economic consequences of having a centralized system, a command and control economy, what we have here, we've not had a free market economy to any degree for a long, long time in the United States. We're going to be seeing the same dynamics take hold in every aspect of our lives with respect to those things without which we cannot live. It's going to happen with respect to housing. That's, of course, the sector that's being taken over entirely by the government, by the allied corporations. It's going to happen with respect to energy. As a matter of fact, this is something that is our current reality. We don't have free market energy in this country. If we did, we'd have a much higher standard of living, and it would be much less expensive to live in this country. And if you take a look at the way that the oil industry is organized in particular, I believe out of the top 10 petroleum producers, six or seven of them, if memory serves, are either government-owned or government-managed. And so you don't have a free market even with respect to what are called fossil fuels. It's going to happen with respect to food. It's going to happen in the agricultural sector, because I can see how within a year, if not sooner, when these farmers that are going to be wiped out by these forward contracts, these cash forward contracts, we're going to be dealing with all these price dislocations, and people are going to be restive and unsatisfied, and people who find it almost impossible to make ends meet right now will be mortified and terrified by what they see happening at the checkout counter, and that'll create political pressure that will be transmuted into price controls. With price controls, of course, comes scarcity, and things get much worse in a hurry. That's what happened with the oil price shocks in the 1970s. It wasn't the Arab embargo that created the long lines of the gas pump. It was the price controls that were imposed by that Keynesian socialist Richard Nixon. And the same thing happened during the Nixon and Ford administration when they were battling inflation by imposing price controls that caused food prices to shoot up meteorically. I remember that period very well. And at the same time, of course, the Nixon administration very thoughtfully diverted almost our entire wheat crop over to the Soviet Union, which created another important pressure on prices there by creating scarcity. And same kinds of things are happening right now. We're not necessarily going to see the diversion of corn and soybeans and wheat to Russia or to China. But what's going to happen is they're just not going to be there. They're not going to be there, and that, of course, has consequences in terms of the pricing. And while this is going on, once again, it's important to recognize that the real nature of the government ruling us in terms of what it thinks of us and the way that it has authorized its enforcers to behave, that real nature is being made very, very clear. A few days ago, the New York Times published a bracingly horrifying piece talking about this huge and growing core of drone operators. They insist on calling themselves pilots. This article focused on the relatively open source element of the drone program, which is the, I believe, 12 or 13,000 people, if memory serves, who are, forgive me, I exaggerated that by at least one decimal place. There are 1,300 or more drone operators that are stationed in about a dozen bases across the country in the military. We don't know what the CIA does. The CIA doesn't disclose what they're up to, and what the CIA does is even uglier than what the Pentagon is up to. But the one person who was named in this story by name, by full name, is Colonel D. Scott Brenton, who's stationed at an Air Force base, actually an Air National Guard base outside of Syracuse. And he operates remote piloted drones that conduct targeted assassinations in Afghanistan, Pakistan, and elsewhere. And this is what he said about how he conducts himself. I see mothers with children. I see fathers with children. I see fathers with mothers. I see kids playing soccer. He sees his target wake up in the morning. He sees him go to work. He sees him come back at home at night. In other words, they're monitoring these people once they've been given an assignment for days on end, or perhaps weeks on end. And then at some point, the order comes down that they're supposed to target the individual, designated individual, and use a Hellfire missile or another high-yield explosive to destroy that person and whoever happens to be in the vicinity. And what Colonel Brenton says is the following. I feel no emotional attachment to the enemy. I have a duty, and I execute my duty. And then when the deed is done, he says, nobody in my immediate environment is aware of anything that has occurred. Now, these strikes are carried out against people in several countries overseas. And as we've talked about before, Dr. Stan, there have been two strikes that have taken out at least three U.S. citizens. Actually, there was a strike way back in 2004 in Pakistan that killed a U.S. citizen by what we were told was a mishap, that he just happened to be in the same car with somebody who was a targeted individual. But last year, of course, we had three U.S. citizens who were killed in two separate strikes, Anwar al-Awlaki and his 16-year-old son Abdulrahman. Abdulrahman went to Yemen to find his father, who had been designated as a target and put on a kill list by the president and by the secretive star chamber-type panel that exists in the executive branch. He had never been accused of a crime formally. Never been charged, never been indicted, never been prosecuted, but he was summarily executed, as was another U.S. citizen in his presence at the time. And then the 16-year-old son was killed as well. The thing that I find remarkable...
But I think it's important that this was some a week or more later, and the son was certainly no question he was involved in terrorism. He was simply happened to be over there, and they decided as long as he was over there, they'd make an example out of him. They'd kill this innocent 16-year-old boy. It's murder. There's no statute of limitation on murder, and the person who ordered that, if it was the president, is guilty of murder. That's just no question. We don't know, however, who ordered it. The president could always say, I didn't know. But basically, you know, the buck stops at the presidency. Yeah. And if he didn't go out and try to find out who murdered this innocent 16-year-old boy, and if it's somebody, it's one 16-year-old American citizen in Pakistan, it could be your son tomorrow. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. And it's indispensable to a proper understanding of this to recognize that the 16-year-old, unlike the father, had never been accused of any kind of involvement with any group that's considered a terrorist organization. He was a 16-year-old boy frantically looking for his father, who was accused on the basis of amorphous and still undisclosed evidence. Oh, actually, what happened is that after the fact, the so-called Justice Department published an unsigned memo claiming that somebody whom the federal government had tortured in Gitmo had named Anwar al-Awlaki is having some kind of operational role in al-Qaeda. The operational role in al-Qaeda in this instance referred to statements that he made endorsing the use of unconventional warfare against U.S. troops deployed overseas. So even as they extract this supposedly damning disclosure from somebody who's not subject to cross-examination, there was no adversarial process here, the substance of it really doesn't amount to what would meet the criteria of treason or sedition under the statutes and under the Constitution. There was no confession in open court. There were no two witnesses to a definable open act, overt act of terror, of treason or sedition. There's no, not even the shadow of a boiled ghost of legitimacy to the execution of Anwar al-Awlaki. But a 16-year-old son was simply a son looking for his father. And just say, Dr. Stan, he was killed by way of making a point. And the point that was made here is that anybody at any time could be designated a suspected militant or a terrorist fellow traveler and subject to summary execution on presidential orders. That was what happened overseas. We've got this whole core of drone operators now, 1,300 strong in the military, probably at least that many in the CIA. And you have drones being established now as a domestic surveillance apparatus, a domestic surveillance modality of first choice for a number of large urban police departments, sheriff's departments. There's one in Houston, Texas, that is easily able to be upgraded to a weapons platform where it would fire taser cartridges or perhaps be retrofitted with shotguns.
Well, before we go on, William, I do want you to get out your website. I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in touch with your ministry. I want you to tell them how they can get in touch with your PayPal button. Would you do that for us? Because we're drawing to the end of the program. Go right ahead.
My blog is called Pro Libertate. P-R-O-L-I-B-E-R-T-A-T-E. Pro Libertate. If you go to Google or some other search engine and type in Pro Libertate, chances are that my blog will be the first return. If you type in my last name, Grig, and Pro Libertate, then it will be the first return. The web address is freedominourtime.blogspot.com. freedominourtime.blogspot.com. And as you mentioned, Dr. Stan, at the bottom of every essay, there is a PayPal button. For those who have access to PayPal and are interested in helping me out, I would greatly appreciate any help that we can receive. And I've been blessed by the generosity of many people in your audience, Dr. Stan, and I really appreciate everything you've done on behalf of me and my family on that account. I also need to point out that a lot of what I publish is republished at lewrockwell.com. That's L-E-W Rockwell, as in Norman Rockwell, lewrockwell.com. As a matter of fact, lewrockwell.com's edition for tomorrow, which is published Friday night, the weekend edition, does have a piece that I've written about the unfortunate tendency of modern police, as distinguished from their predecessors, to avoid coming to the aid of people who are actually threatened by violent crime. I offer several examples here where people who were being robbed or beaten or otherwise facing the threat of criminal violence have sought the aid of police officers who were literally just feet away from the scene of the crime, and the police officers have either retreated behind the doors of a police station in one case or rolled up the window of their squad car and then fled in another case. The second case is something that happened in Portland just about a week ago, where there was what appeared to be the armed robbery of a drugstore. And, of course, what's happening in Chicago right now is that you're having flash mobs descend upon stores and loot and plunder and pillage with abandon, at the same time that police in Chicago, unfortunately, are involved in enforcing all kinds of measures that have nothing to do with the protection of life, liberty, and property. And the flash mobs that are running riot, and the estimable mayor of Chicago, Rahm Emanuel, has made a point of being much more circumspect and respectful in his comments directed at street gangs than in his treatment of Christian entrepreneurs who run the Chick-fil-A restaurant chain. He made a point of saying that they wouldn't be welcome in his town, while he went out of his way to try to speak to gang leaders as if they were civic officials worthy of his time and attention. That's, once again, sort of a foreshadowing and a preview of what we can expect over the next couple of years as this nastiness really takes hold and flourishes.
And, of course, do you really think that the Lord is going to bless the country, that it gives more credence and certainly respect to gay marriages than to law and order, certainly? A country that would outlaw God, the mention of God or prayer, the Ten Commandments, Bible reading in schools, but would start teaching children in kindergarten about the importance and the normalcy of gay marriage and gay relationships and homosexual activity. How do you think God is going to respond to this country? We'll be back in just a moment here to wrap up the program.
For many decades, these great United States have had security and plenty because of the thousands of small farms which supply our every nutritional need. For generations, these dedicated men and women have supplied us with fresh food at reasonable cost. There is a chance that our food supply could be cut off in the event of a national emergency. You should carefully consider planting your own home garden. A seed bank from seedcatalog.com will make it almost easy. A seed bank contains every seed you'll need to plant a basic survival garden. All heirloom and all ready for you to create that special, necessary outdoor resource. Where can you find out more? Call 888-866-9132 or go to seedcatalog.com. Call 888-866-9132 right now and order seed for this year's garden. Seedcatalog.com. What has happened to the judicial system in these United States? From the Supreme Court to the smallest county seat, we've seen the judiciary make decisions which are more legislative than interpretive. The judicial system was designed to ensure that the laws of the land were just and constrained by our Constitution. Now judges have immunity and cannot be prosecuted when they act outside the law. This must stop. The judicial branch needs reform. We must pass laws which bring a renewed sense of justice to our nation's court system. I urge you to go to judicialreformnow.com. That's judicialreformnow.com.
At that website, you can find out what's really going on in this area of lawlessness, and more importantly, you can find out what you can do to stem the tide of judicial malpractice. JudicialReformNow.com. JudicialReformNow.com.
Most men, when they reach 60 years of age, have urinary tract problems. They have to urinate frequently during the day, and they have to get up several times every night. What's the solution? Many men use a herbal product called Prostate Support. It contains saw palmetto and stinging thistle. It's available from Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan takes Prostate Support and recommends it. And thousands of men take Prostate Support every day because it relieves their urinary tract symptoms. If you would like to try Prostate Support, call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Once again, the telephone number for Prostate Support is 800-544-8927. And I suggest you call today.
Well, this is Dr. Stan, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners all across America that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you're out there in the audience and you're in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. You can join the Radio Liberty family of supporters. You can advertise with us. Certainly, you can donate to us. Our number is 1-800-544-8927. One of the things, of course, you can do is if you'd like to get some of our four CD sets or four tape sets or videos or DVDs that we've made, we have a whole flock of books. You can find them all listed at our website at radioliberty.com. Now, anything that we have actually produced, you have our permission to copy and to get out. Because, of course, we're primarily interested in selling ideas, rather much more than the products, but we do have to support our network of radio stations and certainly satellite and all across America. And, of course, we can listen to our programs, certainly on radio. You can listen to us archive programs or live programs on the Internet at radioliberty.com. You can listen to our archive programs at radioliberty.com. Certainly, you can listen to our programs on a KU band satellite, which we have that, and we'll be telling you later. We'll have Rick from Rick Satellite on telling you how to get one of these rather inexpensive satellite dishes, which will give you the alternative radio and the information that you're not going to be able to get elsewhere. And basically, between Joyce Riley and ourselves, and certainly Chuck Christmeyer and Pastor Butch Paul, why we have a 24-hour satellite uplink, and you can get us 24 hours a day with a KU band satellite. So the information is there. We just hope that you'll get it, that you'll help us to disseminate it. I believe we're moving into very, very difficult times. I do believe, of course, that we're involved in a spiritual battle. It's being played out on a political and ideological battlefield. We do hope, of course, to understand this better. You'll get my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Brotherhood of Darkness, of course, you get the DVD by the same title. Or you can get a CD and you get all three. We call it the Brotherhood of Darkness Special. We hope you'll want to get our talk on The Dark Secret, comes with a syllabus. On The Forbidden Secret, comes with a syllabus. Our DVD on The Case for a Satanic Conspiracy, because this is a satanic conspiracy, ladies and gentlemen. This is not imaginary. There's secret satanic societies that have been around for literally for thousands of years. But their ultimate goal is a one-world government, a one-world financial system, the destruction of Christianity. And, of course, a one-world religion. That's why they took God and prayer out of our schools. That was done by the Masons, who controlled our Supreme Court. Their logo is a pyramid capped by an all-seeing eye. You'll see it on the back of the dollar bill. But that logo has been around for thousands of years. It is the emblem of the ancient secret societies. You will certainly see this. on the side of the Supreme Court building in Jerusalem. You'll see it certainly at the House of the Temple in Washington, D.C. This beautiful, beautiful structure there, which is the headquarters of worldwide masonry. Why in Washington, D.C.? Because they control Washington. They have for many, many years. And if you haven't read certainly Dan Brown's book, The Lost Scroll, we recommend it to you, not because we want you to believe anything he's written about, certainly about the spiritual aspects of what's going on, but because we want you to understand that Dan Brown understands what's going on. He understands the spiritual forces that are at work, and he fully supports them. Well, I don't. I think that they are Luciferian, the origin, and the message, of course, that he presents in that book is Luciferian. But you need to read the book and understand that tens of millions of copies of Dan Brown's books have been sold all throughout the world. And the people on the other side have tremendous power and tremendous wealth behind them. But you must understand that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Please pray for Radio Liberty.
You're tuned to the Global Star Radio Network. Thanks for listening.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Friday, August